You mentioned fake news. Everybody's talking about fake news. Let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
Fake news, fake news,
fake news,
fake news,
fake news,
fake news.
Completely phony story. We're doing great here on The Real News Show, but what do you think about the friend?
With her all the way at the end there.
That was the
I wanted to show that because fake news, the term has been exploited, it's been misused, it's been everywhere. It's turned into something more than just the original definition, which was stories that are written by people who are designing, trying to trick readers.
Right.
This is on Facebook, mostly from scam artists and profiteers, trying to trick people with hoax stories. Well, now fake news is whatever you disagree with. It's been exploited. It's been redefined.
That's hugely dangerous. And because I think to point out, the key criteria is designed to deceive. How we got here, frankly, it did bridge from partisan news. Which all of a sudden gave people the ability to self-segregate themselves into separate political realities. But what fake news did, as it snuck in this fall and had an impact on our election, it did something truly insidious. It took our diet of confirmation bias, and it accelerated with clickbait. And that poisoned our political conversation with what is frankly propaganda.
So you're saying you want to believe it because it reaffirms your biases, and you can't resist clicking on it because it's so,
so
interesting.
It's so salacious that, you know, Hillary Clinton might have, you know, committed some nefarious act you hadn't heard of before. But the problem is, obviously, that starts to get in the water. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And the pushback right now, Brian, that you pointed to is particularly insidious. People saying, you know what, let's expand that definition to anything we disagree with. So therefore, we can't possibly say what's true and what's false because everything comes with a different perspective and bias and spin. That's incredibly dangerous.